Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas daf Ayin Dalet. We are starting about the 11th line with the words Tani Katan V'Sefer Torah, and the Vilna source of daf it's Nun Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines down with those same words. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says Tani we have a Brisa Katan V'Sefer Torah Eisen Eisay Sniff. If we have a Katan who's holding a Sefer Torah, he can be an add-on. He can be a supplement for a minion. Now, Rav Yudan, he comments Kani Masnisa. This is really the proper reading of the Brisa. Katan lis sefer Torah oisin oisay sniff, that a katan is allowed to be a supplement for a sefer Torah, which means when they're reading from the Torah, we have seven oilim, one of those oilim is allowed to be a katan. It doesn't mean that a katan who's holding a sefer Torah is allowed to be part of a minion. It means a katan is allowed to be part of those that are called up to the sefer Torah. Now the Gemara asks, me'ema say oisin oisay sniff, when is it that we're allowed to make him a sniff? When are we allowed to add him on? So Rav Avinah Amar, he says, ispalkun Rav Chunah Rav Yehuda tarvein b'shem Shmuel. Rav Chunah and Rav Yehuda argue, both in the name of Shmuel, Chadam, or one of them says, Kedeshi Heyodea Tiv Bracha. He has to know the Tiv Bracha, which means he has to know the form and the setup of the Bracha. He has to understand what this Bracha is. Whereas Vacharna Amr, the other one says, Sheheyodea Lemi Humevarech. He has to know to whom the Bracha is being made. He doesn't have to know this specific Bracha or understand what's behind it. He just has to know who we make Brachas to. Now, Rav Nasa says, Kamazim Achlis Im Rav Tachlifa Abba. There were multiple times that I ate with Rav Tachlifa, my father, Vim Aninoya Bar Sisi Chavivi, and with Aninoya Bar Sisi, my uncle. And they didn't join me in an azimun until I brought two Cyrus. Meaning, when I was a katan, they did not allow me to join in. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, we said mizamnin ad kezayis. Now the Gemara tells us Shmuel bar Shilas ba kumei Rav. Shmuel bar Shilas asked the following questions in front of Rav. Vizda Amrin, and some say ba'un kumei or Shmuel bar Shilas. The following questions were asked in front of Shmuel bar Shilas. Tisha pasva echad yarek. Let's say nine people ate bread and one person he didn't eat bread. He just ate vegetables. Is he allowed to join in the azimun? Meaning, are we allowed to consider it like we have 10, and now we're able to be mezamnin with Hashem's name. So Armelain, he said, mezamnin, they can make a zimun. Shmaina pasu shnayim yarek, what about 8 people eating bread and 2 people ate vegetables? Armelain, mezamnin, we can make a zimun. What about shiva pasu shloshi yarek, 7 ate bread, 3 ate vegetables? Armelain, mezamnin, he said they could do a zimun. Now Ravina by Ravina asked the following question. Mechza lemechza mahu, what about if it's 50-50? Half ate bread, half ate vegetables. Could we still have a zimun of 10? So Amrav Zaira said, Ada na taman, when I was over there, meaning when I was in Bavel, and they were asking these questions. So Ishchasli, I had that same question. However, mitzri liminach, or perhaps the proper girsa is mitzdi limine, I was afraid to ask this question. I was afraid to bother him and pester him with so many questions. So Elisha Alta, I didn't ask this question. The Gemara continues. Rav Yirmiyahu Abayi, Rav Yirmiyahu asked the following question. Oisei she'achal yerek, mahu she'evarech. What about that one that ate vegetables? Is he allowed to be the one that leads the zimun? Again, not only is he leading zimun, but he's also benching for everyone. He's being mitzi everyone. So is he allowed to do so? If he's allowed to be one of the men in the Zimun, maybe he's even allowed to lead it. Now, instead of the Gemara answering this question, the Gemara asks a question on Rav Yirmiyahu himself. I ain't dalad on base on top. Machalfa shitas Rav Yirmiyahu. Rav Yirmiyahu's shita has been switched around, where this really means that Rav Yirmiyahu is inconsistent with his shita, because over here he just asked this as a question. Is a person who ate vegetables allowed to lead a Zimun? Now, we're going to see from the following, which is a very long-winded brisa, a very interesting story, that Rav Yirmiyahu didn't have a question about this. Because suddenly we have a brisa. Shalash meis nazirin, olu meishim menshatach. There were 300 nazirin that came up into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Rav Shimon ben Shatach. Now, they were very poor, and they didn't have money to bring their karbonos. So, Me'ev Chamishim Matzalahen Pesach. For 150 of them, he found the Pesach for their neder of Naziros, which means he nullified the neder, and they don't have to bring karbonos. Me'ev Chamishim Lai Matzalahen Pesach. But for 150, he wasn't able to find the Pesach, so they needed karbonos. Now, also Gaba Yane Malka, Shimon ben Shatach went to Yane the king, and Amalei, he told him, Is Hachat Lasmei Nazirin? We have 300 Nazirim over here. They don't have enough money for karbonos. Bain Tisha Me'a Karbonin, we need 900 karbonos. Elo yoiv at palgam indi dach, va'na palgam indi di, you give half from you, and I'll give half from me. Shachle arbame v'chamshin, Yanei Melech sent him 450 karbonos. And really, be'etzem, that's all he needed. He only needed 450 karbonos, and so the situation was taken care of. Now, Azul Lishan Abisha, a fellow who told Lashon Hara, a fellow who was a slanderer, he was a tattleteller, he went, v'mayrle, and told Yanei Melech, lo yoiv mindi de klum, he didn't give anything from his own. He tricked you into giving 450, and that's all they needed. So Shama Yanei Malka Yanei heard this, but cost, and he got upset. that Dachal Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach got afraid of Arak and he ran away. Now, Basar Yamin, after some time, Salkan b'nei Nosh Ravavin min Malchusa de Pras, Gaba Yane Malka, a number of visiting dignitaries came from Persia, min de Yasvin Achlin, when they were sitting and eating together, Amrin Le, they told him, Nihir Nanan, we remember, the Hava is Hacha Chad Gvar Sav. The last time we were here, there was an elderly man, Vahava Amr Kumin Milind Chachma, and he said in front of us many wise things. Where is he? So Tani Loin Ovda, Yane Amelech told him this whole story with Shimon ben Shetach. Amrle, they told him, Shalach Vaisise, go send for him and bring him here. So Shalach, he sent for him, V'yayivlei Mila, and he gave him his word, where he gave him a sign, a symbol, that he's not going to harm him. V'asa, so Shimon ben Shetach came, V'yasevlei ben Malka l'malchasa, and he sat right in between the king and the queen. Amrle, Yana asked him, Lam eflayes bi, why did you trick me? So Amrle told him, Lo eflayes b'cha, I didn't trick you, Atme minach v'anam min oraisi, you gave half from your money, and I gave half from my Torah. I used my Torah to potter half of these Nazirim, so that's considered like giving half. And how do I know that's considered the same thing? Because the pasuk says, "Ki betzel ha-chachma betzel ha-kesef." For one that sits in the shade of wisdom is as one who sits in the shade of money. So money and wisdom over here is the same thing. So Amrle Yane asked him, "Vlama rakta, so why did you run away? If you didn't do anything wrong, you shouldn't have run away." Amrle, he told him, "Shamas demari karsalai, I heard that you were upset at me. Ubas mekayim hadein karya, and I wanted to fulfill the following pasuk: Chavi kimat rega, hide for a moment, ad yavar zam, until the anger passes." Now, after Yana heard this response, Vakara Aloi, he said the following pasuk about Shem ben Shetach, V'yisrein Das, the advantage of knowledge is that, Hachachma techaya ba'aleha, wisdom keeps the one that has it alive. Now, Amale Yana Yamel continued asking him, V'lama Yasus ben Malka l'malchasa, why did you sit in between the king and queen? So Amale, he told him, Sefer de ben Sira k'siv, it's written in the Sefer of ben Sira, Salsaleha usrei mecha, delve into it and it will uplift you, referring to Tyra, Ubein negidim tashivecha, and it's going to place you in between Negidim, in between great ones. So I sat in between you and the queen. Now the story continues. Amar Yana HaMelech said, Havulei Kasa Delivrech, bring him the cup so he could bench for everyone. Nasiv Kasa, he took the kais. Vimaran, he said, Nevarech HaLamazen She'achal Yane V'Chaveirav, let's bench on the food that Yane and his friends ate. Amar Le, Yana HaMelech told him, Ad Kedain Ad B'Kash Yusach, up until here you're sticking with your stubbornness, even over here in front of me you have to make fun of me? Why are you benching like that? That's not the proper way to bench. Amar Le, told him, Uma Nemar, so what should we say? HaLamazen She'achal Nu, on the food that we didn't eat? I didn't eat anything. So what do you want me to say? Amar, so Yana HaMelech said, Havon Le Delechol, bring him something to eat. Yavule, they brought him something, Va'achal, he ate, Vemar, and then he said, Nevarach HaMazon Shachalnu, let's bench on the food that we ate. So that's the end of the story. Now Amar Yechon Rechonin said, Chalkin al Reb Shem ben Shetach, the Chacham argue with what Shem ben Shetach did. Now the question is, what did he do wrong over here? There's a lot of stuff that he did. So what do they disagree with? So Amar Yirmiyah says, Al Rishayna, they argue with the first thing he did. What was the first thing he did? He took those 450 karbanos of Nazirim that Yana HaMelech sent, and he brought them for those Nazirim. Now the reason why they argued with him is because they hold that a Nazirus that was kept outside Eretz Yisrael doesn't count if that person now is in Eretz Yisrael. So these Nazirim, who are now in Eretz Yisrael, technically had to keep another set of Nazirus, but Shem ben Shetach didn't make them do so, and he brought their Karbonos for them right away. So according to Rav Yirmiyah, that's what they argued with Shem ben Shetach on. Now Rav Abba Amar, Rav Abba said, Al Shnia, it's on the second thing. What's the second thing? He led the benching for everyone. Now all it says is that they brought him food and he ate it. It does not say that they brought him bread and he washed and made a bracha. So obviously, the food that they brought him was not bread. It was vegetables or something like that. So we see, according to Rav Abba, they disagreed with Shem ben Shetach that he benched for everyone even though he just ate vegetables. Now, Rav Yirmiyah clearly holds that the Chachamim were not upset about that, meaning Rav Yirmiyah holds that the Chachamim hold that it's 100% permitted for a person who ate vegetables to lead a zimun of people that ate bread. And here the Gemara speaks it out, Mechalf Shitasid Rav Yirmiyah. Here we see an inconsistency in the Shita of Rav Yirmiyah. Hasam Tzrichale V'chay Pshitale. Over there, he asks that as a question, meaning on Amud Aleph, he asks this as a question, someone who ate vegetables, is he allowed to lead Ozeman of people that ate bread? And over here, it seems to be it's obvious to him because it seems to be that the Chamim didn't have a problem with what Shem ben Shetach did. Obviously, they say that it's okay for this person to lead the Zimun. So Gemara says, no, he's not inconsistent. Ayin Hayamad Alpha on top, Hunt Tzricha Le Kirabanon, Hunt Pshita Le Kram Shem ben Gamliel. His question on the bottom of Ayin Dalad Omar Aleph, whether a person who ate vegetables is allowed to lead the Zimun, that was according to the Rabbanon, meaning he was only asking that in Shitas Chachamim, not in the Shita of Rab Shem ben Gamliel. Whereas when he was explaining what the Chachamim disagreed with Shem ben Shetach on, he was explaining that even according to Rav Shem ben Gamliel. Because Tani was taught in Nebraisa, and now we should add in Rav Shem ben Gamliel, and Rav Shem ben Gamliel says, Allah hasev v'achal imahen, let's say someone went in and he reclined and he ate with other people that were eating there, afal pi shaloi achal kezayas dagon, even though he didn't eat a kezayas of grain, mezamnin, he could join in the zimun, and he could also lead the zimun. So you see there's Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds that even though this person didn't eat a kezias of bread, he's still able to lead the zimun. So on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, when Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this question, is such a person allowed to lead a zimun, he was asking it in Shitas Rabbanon. The Hainu, do the Rabbanon agree to this of Rav Shimon Gamliel or not? And when he stated his shita, that what is it that they didn't like about what Shimon Shetach did, he was saying something according to everybody. According to everybody, they disagree that he brought the karbanos right away. But he specifically didn't talk about Shimon Shetach leading the zimun, because that's possibly the subject of machlekes. Now the Gemara continues explaining, why is Rabbi Yirmiyah uncertain in what Shitas Chacham is regarding leading a zimun if a person didn't need a kezias of bread? Because Divrei Chachamim, what did the Chacham hold? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, del oilam ein mezam na'olav ad she'echel kezias dagon. We know the Chacham hold that if there's two people sitting together and a third person comes and joins them, he's not allowed to join in the zimun unless he eats a kezias of bread. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's whole suffix was, do we apply that to a situation when we have nine people that ate bread and one person that didn't eat a kezias of bread? In other words, to clarify, we know that since the Chacham hold that when there's two people, if they want to join a third person into their zimun, that third person has to eat a kezias of bread. Do they also hold that when there's nine people and they want to include a tenth, does that tenth person have to eat a kezias of bread, or are they more lenient like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Now the Gemara asks, how could you say that's Shitas Chachamim, that when we have two people eating bread, if they want to include a third person, he also has to eat a kezias of bread? Tani, we have a brass that says, Shnayim pas ve'echad yarek mezamnin, that if two people ate bread and one person ate vegetables, they're allowed to have a zimun. The Gemara says, no, Masisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel. That brass is Rav Shimon Gamliel and not the Chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.